1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Kids from all over the city ignored the mayor's call to postpone Halloween on Thursday. Valerie Plante tweeted the day before, urging people to skip the trick-or-treating and stay out of the forecasted heavy rain and strong winds. While the next day, Friday's forecast did not include rain, it did call for winds gusting up to 86 kilometers per hour. A First Nations chief in Alberta is requesting a meeting with Premier Jason Kenney to keep a major mining project away from their community. Fort McKay First Nation is 5 hours north of Edmonton. It's bordered by three oil development sites. They've been negotiating with the government for a decade to preserve the area west of the community, which is used as hunting ground and provides housing for elders. An estimated 1.4 million liters of crude oil has spilled after a breakage in the Keystone Pipeline in North Dakota. The cause of the spill has not been released. Officials say they estimate it to be one of the largest onshore spills in the past decade. The Keystone crude oil pipeline is operated by TC Energy based in Calgary. The complete line stretches from mid-Alberta to southern Texas. TC Energy has temporarily stopped the flow of oil due to the spill. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Beholding you tonight. Could quit doing wrong, start doing right. You don't care about what I think. I think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down don't square no deal. At least you know the way I feel. Take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't a woman gonna change the way I think. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Me now don't mean a thing. Since love ain't here, don't feel no pain. My mind ain't nothing but a total blank. I think I'd just stay here and drink. Yeah. Thank you.
This is CJLO 6090 AM, and welcome to CJLO. This is your host, Claudia Rock, and we got three other DJs in the house, plus two are not here today. We're missing Peter, and we're missing Julie Perry, and so... Well, to hand it off to the other two DJs.
Could we introduce ourselves, Claudia?
I said the other two DJs.
So, with us we have...
DJ Jerry.
DJ Big Peter. And you forgot to say we're the Audio Pen Pals.
Yeah, we're the Audio Pen Pals. Welcome to the show, everybody.
And Audio Pen Pals is brought to you by...
The Concordia Council for Student Life. Reach out to us if you want to be part of the project.
Project
or what we do here. Shoot us an email at audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from our listeners.
So, one thing I would like to say. I'm not going to go into much detail, but one of them is that my grandmother was in the hospital. And she had to have some surgery done.
Yeah, so we're wishing her from the radio show. We're wishing her a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. But we're gonna be talking about a couple more things in the further on the show. But right now, let's go back to some more music.
Before we do that, I'd like to know about this weather.
Oh, yeah.
This weather, Claudia?
This weather is, like, making me want to cry.
It's very windy outside. Like, very windy.
And what happened to yesterday, Claudia?
I was stuck in traffic.
Oh. Due to the weather, or?
Yes.
I know it was windy, but it was not, like...
This weather was making me... stuck in traffic. I was almost at home at 5 o'clock.
It's
almost five when I got home.
Wow. Okay. No. Never mind. I'm a little confused. Don't worry about it.
Anyways, so Pete, what do you got to say about this weather?
Coming here from the west, there's a couple of detours because couple of blocks before, I think it's Bellemere, they closed that street that takes you up to Summerlet and Fielding because a tree fell.
Okay, I understand why traffic because of the weather. That makes sense to me now. I was just thinking, like, sure it's windy outside, but not windy enough to, like, send cars, like, skidding around and stuff like that. Like, there's garbage all over my alley, though, from the wind.
I just went and dropped somebody off in LaSalle, and I saw a whole pile of garbage bins, like, just sitting on the street.
That's
being blown.
That's because half the cans are being blown off.
Okay, and Pete just told me a story where he was at the Y and a tree got hit and missed the car by like an inch.
So yeah, I hope if you're listening at home, I hope you're warm and out of the weather.
Story. Pete, do you remember that story about the tree you told me?
Oh, this morning I was at the YMCA swimming, and I heard some of the women in the pool conversing to each other, because they heard a loud crash, they heard something cracking, then they heard a crash, and then they heard a bang. And apparently a tree fell and missed somebody's car by this much.
Oh, that's, I guess, lucky.
By less than an inch.
Yeah, that's pretty lucky. Would hate to I hate to go to the YMCA, come out and find my car destroyed. Even though I've never owned a car.
A friend of mine that works at the Y was all frantic and panicking, and he was running around the building trying to find the owner of the vehicle that was in handicap parking number one, because how the tree fell, it fell that way towards the parking lot where the first handicap parking is. So he was trying to find out who the car belonged to, and I don't know if they found the person, but within minutes, a private contractor showed up and took away and picked up the tree and put it through a grinder, turned it to wood chips.
I guess they got to be on top of that because probably trees going down all over the city right now. So yeah, watch out for trees.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, let's go to a song right after this.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Here is some more music.
Down Louisiana, about a lifetime ago, I was doing a sidewalk crawl all the way to Chicago. Walk a block and a friend of mine, I was treading water, looking cool and sipping wine. Yeah, I was young and able, but I was marked for sin. I left the barn door open and the girls kept coming in. Yeah, I'm living the blues.
another story.
There's a whole wide world out there. I've got to breathe it in like air. I've always made my wishes on a different star. As hard as I've tried to hold it in, that's just the way I've always been. Who could ever help it? Who they are is who they are. Yeah, you could see I've got a pocket full of dust. I've always known that I was born to chase that rush. Go follow the sun around. Yeah, nothing to tie me down. I gotta take it to everywhere. And maybe I'm part of me feels that I should stay. Something keeps calling me away. You can have a change of heart with just a change of view. It's all about what I leave to find. And yeah, there is what I leave behind. If it's really mine, it will be mine to come back to. Yeah, you could say I've got a pocket full of dust. I've always known that I was born to chase that rush. Go follow the sun around. Yeah, nothing to tie me down. I gotta take it to everywhere. And maybe I'm didn't live free. When I'm down to a few dozen heartbeats, yeah, you could say I've got a pocket full of dust. I've always known that I was born to chase that rush. To tie me down, I gotta take it to everywhere, and maybe I'm going there. Ooh, 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 yeah, yeah.
Groovemasters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Yeah.
Don't miss Daniel Caesar on the Case Study 1 tour at Place Belle, November 12th. Get your tickets now on evenko.ca.
know the things that I've been feeling ain't real.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganagahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganagaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Hi, this is the Audio Pen Pals, and this is Claudia Rocks,
DJ Big Peter,
DJ Jerry,
and I'm DJ Tam. Welcome back to the show.
And Claudia, what radio station are we on?
CJLO 6090 AM.
Montreal.
Yes. And What happened, Jerry, this week? Last week?
Oh, didn't we have a great bowling game, Claudia?
Not that. The best buddies.
Yeah. Oh, that was terrific. Too bad someone couldn't make it, eh, Claudia?
Yeah. I would have... He should have been there. He could have saved my life.
Life?
Stop exaggerating.
He would have been there having fun, laughing the way he usually does. Eh, Claudia?
Yeah.
Especially that when we got the games done, whoo, everybody what? Enjoyed it.
Uh-huh. Anyways, to top it off, it kind of went south for a while.
How south?
South.
How south?
Poppy had to use her whistle.
Oh, that's south.
But otherwise, the bowling went well.
It wasn't bowling. It was the best buddies.
They did it on this campus over in Hingston Hall, the residence building.
That's because yes. Pete didn't know about what happened during it.
And did you tell them, Jerry, what happened after with Poppy when the taxis came?
Oh, apparently when most of the taxis picked up everybody, there was about 3-4 people left over, eh, Claudia?
Yes, I'm but that one in the taxi number, so don't got, help me. Got on Poppy.
Huh?
Got to Poppy and said, "Oh, you should say HB, not Hingston Hall."
HB.
So for clarification here, what was the event that was happening at Hingston Hall?
The Halloween / meet and greet.
So everybody met their buddies, and were the buddies already assigned, or were you finding out who your buddy was here at that point?
What?
Not all. No. Not everybody that had, one. Not everybody had a buddy. Some of us did. Some of us didn't.
Okay. Did either of you get a new buddy?
I have a buddy.
Yeah, who's also the chapter president.
Wow. But yeah, so it sounds like fun. I think you were also mentioning that you have another event coming up with Best Buddies in November, right?
Yes, November 26th, and we're going to the movies to see Frozen.
Frozen 2, if I remembered.
But
the point is, we've got to look at the timing, because every couple of weeks we don't know when the movie's coming out.
It's November 22nd.
I think I remember Frozen being like a really popular,
and it's coming out November 22nd.
And yeah, so it should work out fine. I imagine they'll have tons of screenings and tons of.
Yeah, I saw Lion King like good.
And
more
I'm praying Godfall helps.
I think I should go back to see a movie soon. I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen a movie.
Maybe Terminator's coming out.
I don't know if I want to do Terminator.
Coming out maybe this weekend. I saw now.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I don't know. Like,
the oldest movie in the book.
Yeah. I don't really like the thing.
Apparently.
The thing about going to the movies is I just don't really have patience for going to see sequels. And then I usually don't figure out which movies are good until like long after they leave theaters. So
apparently when they end up putting them on DVDs, it could be before you even see the last Terminator movie experience.
Yeah.
No, I'm a movie fanatic. I have a whole collection of movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I could get to that point. I guess I gotta focus more on my movie watching. I gotta get back to the...
I watched a good show this week.
What you watch?
It's called The Ring.
Like the movie The Ring?
No, no, no.
Like the really scary one?
No. It's great movie. It's a show.
The Ring?
On Netflix, okay? And what? it's about a boy who doesn't have a father, who lives with his mother, and he has powers, basically. And he has these powers that he can disappear, he can make things float in the air.
And he has a ring on his hand?
No. And he can make things float. He can also disappear. And then there's a friend of theirs who has lightning. But they don't know that his friend is evil. Their friend is evil.
So it's like a bit of like a superhero thing, and there's like a season of it on Netflix.
Yeah, but they don't know that their friend is evil and all this, and is what, and his friend is their friend is actually behind everything, trying to look up everything on them and on him, and believe it or not, and then on the kid. And then in the end, his boss is like looking.
So it's like a sort of cat and mouse sort of detective thing?
But then after, she goes and she finds out that Dion, which is the little boy, can do all the things that his father could do. And then they kind of steal the little boy.
Okay.
They kind of steal him?
Steal him from his mother.
I guess we shouldn't...
They take him away from him.
I guess we shouldn't put too many spoilers out in there in case anybody wants to watch it, but I guess Claudia's recommendation. Do you want to go back to playing some music?
It's a good movie. You guys have to watch it.
All right. Let's play some music.
And let's play this one that Peter recommended.
Home. Right where I stand, I'll never be alone. Place I call home. Here all alone, right in front of me, just couldn't see. Can't change my mind, the pain heals in time. I won't cross that line. Take my hand and walk with me, and you will see. Right where we stand, we'll never be alone, a place we call home. Can't change our minds, the pain heals in time. We won't cross that line.
Founded in 2002, the Concordia Community Solidarity Co-op Bookstore is pleased to offer a not-for-profit alternative to corporate bookstores in Montreal. We are conveniently located right on Concordia's downtown campus at 2150 Bishop Street, opposite the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. Offering both new and used books in addition to a wide variety of artisan items, we also boast the largest selection of sex and gender studies titles anywhere in Montreal. Come check us out to learn more.
Is this thing on?
Join me, Allison, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on Transistor Sister, where I play the songs that are stuck in my head so then they can get stuck in yours. The best in alternative punk, indie, with a sprinkling of pop, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegeha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
We'll be right back.
still the girl from Golden. Had to get away so I could grow, but it don't matter where I'm going, I'll still call my hometown home. I'm happy with what I got, 'cause what I got is all I need. Just 'cause it don't cost a lot, don't cost a lot, don't mean
This is Claudia Rock, and this is CJLO 6090. AM. Montreal, and this is Claudia Rocks.
And what I'm guessing what show we're on is what?
The Audio Pen Pals.
DJ Big Peter.
DJ Jerry.
And I, DJ Tam, am also here. We got a shout out to give before we wrap things up. What's it called? DJ Julie Perry is performing in a play this weekend called Saving Marvel. It's put on by the I Can Dream Theater I believe both the performances are right across the street from Loyola at the, what's the theater called? I'll bring it up in a second, but it's a lovely show put on by a bunch of very talented.
It's in the, I think the auditorium at Loyola High School. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
He'll look it up.
Yeah. So, I think it's about a town named Marvel and it might have some superhero references.
If you still want tickets for the show, mind you, while he's looking, the tickets are still available for the November 1st and November 2nd show are on Eventbrite.
Yeah, so there's a showing tonight.
And a show tomorrow night.
Yeah, and a show tomorrow night. And, so the address itself is the Eric McLean SJ Center for the Performing Arts, which is located at 2477 Rue West Broadway.
Which is Loyola High School.
Yeah, Loyola High School. There's a show tonight that starts at 7:30. There's also a show
tomorrow,
and that also starts at 7:30. Check it out. I think
but tickets also, are. Also, if anyone had missed the interview on Global News Morning at 8:50, she was on it being interviewed.
Yeah, so you can probably look up. Julie,
Global Montreal.
I Can Dream Theater and find that interview there. And Julie will be talking about the show. So, yeah, go check it out. I think tickets are $20 to $30, it says here. And, it looks like a great show. And it's a great theater group to support. So, does anybody want to say anything before we head off once again?
Well, I still haven't gotten my final totals from the shuffle, so I'll keep you informed next week, or the week after, or the week after, or until I can figure it out.
Yeah.
Right, Cam?
Yeah, just stay tuned, and we'll get you to those totals when they come in. And, so we're going to send you off with some music. This one's a Claudia request. I hope everybody enjoys.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I
see a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Number five. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
Don't tell me, man.